Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. It says, to everything there's a season. To everything there's a season. Winter, spring, summer, fall, season, change. Change keeps coming. Everything has a season. Everything has a season. It keeps changing. It keeps changing. It goes up, goes down, it goes in, it goes out. There's good, there's bad, there's a season. Everything keeps changing. Everything keeps changing. When I first got saved, I didn't quite understand everything, duh. And so I was like, okay, God, you saved me. Everything's beautiful. Everything's right. Everything's good. I don't want to change. And I don't know where I got in my head. I got in my head that if I'm right with God, everything will stay perfect. Nothing will, you won't have the fluctuations, you won't have the changes in life, it won't go up and down and in and out and all this stuff like that. It won't have seasons, just everything will just be perfect because of with God. And I even got it in my head, I don't know how I got it in my head, I got it in my head that if things are starting to go bad, I'm doing something wrong. I did something bad, I did something wrong. And so I was like, oh, the stuff will start happening. And things would come and die and come and go, and you know, people, places, and things, you have these changes, you have these seasons going on. And I was like, oh, maybe I did something wrong. And I fall on my knees and Lord help me, and I gotta change and I gotta get right. And God was like, finally, no, man. Seasons. Everything has seasons. Seasons. And so I said, God, why do you got seasons? I just asked. It took him a while to answer me back. One of the reasons it took him a while because I was hard-headed. And so I wasn't going to listen anyway. I don't know if you know this or not. When somebody, like a kid, especially a kid, they're hard-headed, and it ain't a good time to try to teach them when they won't listen. I mean, you can talk to them all you want, but they'll be there. Now, when life hit them, and they get hit by something, then they'll come back, and when they come back and say, how come this happened? Then they're open. And so, God, he didn't say anything. I was like, God, why do you got seasons? Why do you got change? And he didn't say anything. He just let life hit me. And then after life hit me, I kind of came back to God. I said, oh, God, why do we have seasons? But it was humble. It wasn't from a standpoint of, why do we got seasons? You need to tell me. It was more from a standpoint of, God, I've been hit with life. Talk to me. So God began to talk to me a little bit. Show me a little things. Why there's a season? One of the things he kind of brought, he says, man, and I want to say this right. I hope you catch it. Catch it right. You say, when you won't accept my seasons, you look stupid. You look stupid. If you see me today, if you happen to see me and I'm walking, I got this black hoodie, and you see me and I cover up, I got this black hoodie on, and I got a toboggan on my head, and I got these big, thick gloves on my hands, and you see me walking down Kings River Road, I'm pretty sure you're gonna say something wrong with that boy right there. The index is about 100. He got a hoodie, a toboggan, and some thick gloves, and he's walking down. It ain't the season for it. Look kind of stupid, don't you? It's freezing cold, 20, 30 degrees. I got my little tank top, and I got my little swim shorts, and I got my flip-flops, and I'm walking down Kings River Road, and it's freezing. Look kind of stupid, don't you? Man, God's talking to me. He was talking to me, I don't know where y'all, you guys look like y'all perfect, and y'all ain't got no problem. God was talking to me, Van, don't fight seasons. Don't fight seasons. You look stupid. When I bring seasons in your life, change. Change. When it's time, when it is cold, put this on. When it is hot, put this on. Change. Because I'm going to bring seasons in your life. Everything has a season. Everything has a season. All the people you meet have a season. All the places you go have a season. All the things you get have a season. Everything has a season. There's a good, there's a bad. There's an in, there's an out. There's an up, there's a down. Everything has a season. Don't fight it. I tried to fight it. And when I would try to fight it, God would say, you look kind of stupid. I mean, just be honest. You saw me walking down today. If I leave out here and I start walking down King's Road, you see me with this stuff on, I'm pretty sure you ain't going to stop and say, hey, I know him. You're going to keep on moving. Who is that? You don't look right. Stop fighting. And I was fighting change. Just like, and then God says, all right, I want to take it a little bit further because I want you to understand something. Man, when I bring changes, I bring these seasons in your life. There's some things I'm trying to work on. I want you, number one, there's some things I'm trying to work on. Yeah, I think I wrote them down. Some things I'm trying to work on. I want you to accept. I want you to accept what's going on and what I'm doing in your life. One of the things about time, changes, and seasons is age. You got to begin to accept, I'm going to age. I used to fight that. You forget, I played football for Clemson. I was tough. I was strong. When I was in my 20s and my 30s, Jimmy, at camp, I took the kids to camp. I put all the boys. It was like 40, 50 boys, about 20 of them played. I put all the boys on one side. I had all the girls on my side. We played tackle football. Guess who won? You know, girls out there, they fanning him. And they doing their hair and stuff like that. Oh, I was, and all the boys, and I'm the only one on the girls' team. And we won. The girls won. I tried to kill every boy out there. Every boy would run, and it was like an easy way to hit kids without hitting kids. You know what I mean? And the kids would run while I run full speed. Run, bang! And I'd knock them out. Are you all right? Kids were like looking at me like I was crazy. Girls were just standing out on the field. They wasn't doing nothing. I didn't need them to block. I grabbed the ball, started running, and they run at me, and I run right at them. I tried to kill them. And we won. I mean, I was just in my 20s, I was playing tackle football. In my 30s, I was playing tackle football. Got to my 40s, played tackle football. And back in the day, you get hurt, shake it off in 1 hour. Well, I played in my 40s, and I hit somebody, and I played tackle football, and I started limping, and I limped for a week, and then I limped for another week. And God was trying to get across to me, man, age is coming. You can't do what you used to do. And you gotta start to change. You gotta start to see there's some stuff you gotta let go. And from the natural, I get that. But then he started talking to me in the spiritual. I'm gonna bring changes. And there's gonna be some things in your life. You gotta change. And you're gonna have to accept it. And stop fighting. You were trying to fight age. And you're gonna, I'm gonna bring some changes in your life. I went from, it was funny because I didn't want to accept it. I used to, with FCA, when I was in college, and I would go around and speak at high schools. And so you were on the Clemson football team, you go speak at high schools, and kids would fill an auditorium up, and I'd be talking, and kids would sit there, they're watching, they're listening, and they're quiet, and all that. Yeah, I like this. They know who I am. I'm Mr. Van, number one. I get to Florence. I'm working with kids in the province. Got 10 kids. They don't know who I am, and they don't care. I'm talking to them. I'm like, sit down, be quiet. Man, shut up, old man. They didn't say old man. Follow what I'm saying. They say something, look at me, flip their fingers at me, talk trash. Man, you better get off me. And I'm like, God, I gotta change. I gotta change how I come at them. I gotta change how I share the gospel. I gotta change how I serve them. And I'm dealing with change. And then I started dealing with kids for a while, and God says, man, I want you to go into the be a pastor. And I was like, God, I love kids, but I hate adults. Adults is crazy. You gotta learn. You gotta deal with change. God wants you to accept it. Because when you begin to accept the changes, you become His servant. Here's how I know when I'm struggling with acceptance. I start murmuring and complaining. God's starting to change stuff in my life and do stuff, and I start, and I start murmuring and complaining, and God says, you're having a problem with accepting some of the changes I'm doing with you, huh? I'm just trying to make you a better servant. Man, I'm working these seasons. I'm working on this, your heart. Jeremiah talks about a heart that's deceitfully wicked. I thought my heart was right with God, but I really didn't want to serve Him. So He was using changes, seasons, to get my heart right, to accept Him, to adapt. I needed to adapt. Not change my morals, but change my methods, the way I came to kids, or the way I administered the gospel. Not change my plans. I want the best for you, but to change my procedures. And so God wants us. He started to work on me. And He would do this through seasons, bringing changes and changes, different types of people, ways. I'm preaching in prisons. Senior citizen homes, middle places. And you can't come the same way. And you have to adapt. You got to learn how to adapt. And it comes through seasons. He'll bring different types of people in your way. Black, white, young, old, rich, poor. And you have to, and you bring them in. And there's a season of it. Changes. And you got to learn how to adapt. Your morals will change. Your plans for God don't change, but your procedures, your methods will change. Some you love, y'all know about the five things of love? You know, time, and touch, and words, and deeds, and gifts. Sometimes you're dealing with people, and the way you show love is by gifts. And sometimes when you're dealing with people, the way you show love is through time, you spend time. And sometimes when you're dealing with people, touch, you gotta hug them, you gotta hold them, you gotta grab their hand. Sometimes you gotta talk to them. Man, you gotta learn to adapt. That's why I'm bringing about these seasons. That's why I'm bringing about these changes, these times. Changes, times. You gotta learn how to move. And if you try to fight it, you're gonna look stupid. I want you to accept me so you'll serve me. I want you to adapt. Because when you adapt, you can share it. You can share the gospel in a certain way. I want you to agree with me. When I take you through all these seasons and times and stuff, I want you to get in agreement with me. That means you become humble. One of the most humble people I know. My wife right here. Jackie. I check her out. She think I ain't looking at her. But I check her out. God has tell her to do something. She'll help certain people. She'll help neighbors. She'll help fellow workers. She'll bless people. She'll do little things. She didn't say anything. She didn't tell anybody. She think, man, I'm going to go over here and do this with so-and-so. When you're humble, because humility is nothing but I agree with you, God. What do you want me to do? I love her humility. She's in agreement with God. Being humble is I'm in agreement with God. Whatever you tell me to do, no matter what the season, no matter what the time, no matter what you're going through, I will do it. Humility is being humble to God. Not humble to me. She ain't humble to me. All right? I tell her, Jack, get over here. She give me that look. Like, boy, you want to wake up in the morning? But humble to God. And that's what you want. That's what God is doing. He'll take you through all kinds of changes, all kinds of seasons, all kinds of stuff. And that's what I was asking. God, why are you taking me through all this? Because I'm trying to get you to a place, man, where you will agree with me. Paul said that no matter if I'm doing good or if I'm doing bad, if I got it, if I don't have it, if I'm in a palace or if I'm in a prison, it doesn't matter. I'm in agreement with you, Lord. I'm right there with you. It don't matter the season. You're greater than the season. You matter. That's when you seek God. I gotta be honest. I used to seek God for me. I sought God. I would seek God. Well, I would seek God because I knew God had gifts and God had blessings. And so I was seeking God. I was seeking God so I could get his gifts and I could get his blessings. Nothing wrong with that. I was seeking God. I wanted God. Then it finally hit me because God taking me through all these changes and stuff and seasons and stuff. Then it finally, I'm seeking God. It's selfish. I just wanted me. And I had to get to a place, and God got me to the place through the seasons and changes. Now I seek God so I can love him. I seek God so I can give back to him. I don't seek God for me. I seek God so I can just give something back to him. So I can just show him how much he's worthy to me. He has done so much for me. I can't even come close. I'm not even worthy. And I kept seeking him for me, and then I said, no, I'm going to seek you for you. That's what those seasons do. All those changes, ups and downs, and ins and outs. That's what that does. Does that make sense? A little bit of sense? If he's taking you through seasons, he's getting your heart right. So that you can accept him, and you can adapt, and you can agree with him. That makes sense. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for caring for us, Father. Father, help us. Help us to handle the seasons, to walk through this life, and to give you glory. I love you. I thank you. I thank you for each person here. Bless them, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.